If you have a lot of money, more than $5.5 million for an individual, $11 million for a couple, and you want to leave it to your kids when you go, Uncle Sam is going to want a piece. And not a small piece, 40%.
It's bad enough on my children that I die, and now the government's going to tax that event.
Pete Bonds owns Bonds Ranch, which raises cattle in 9 states. Uncle Sam will take 40% of the money Bonds leaves to his heirs above that $5.5 million threshold. So the $5.5 million he can pass down, but anything more than that gets taxed at 40%.
The way it makes me feel is that upon my death, that the kids will have to buy the ranch back from the government. And that's not fair.
How you feel about the estate tax really depends on how you conceive of fairness. How fair is it, for example, to essentially tax heirs?
It's an income, sort of a lottery windfall for people, and this is a tax on that windfall.
Chuck Marr is at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. He says we tax lottery winnings, and heirs won the lottery by being born.
The United States is not an aristocracy, that we don't want to have generation upon generation of assets build up untaxed to get the sort of wealthy dynasties.
Adam Michel is a policy analyst at the Heritage Foundation. He says the estate tax is unfair for another reason.
This is money that the government has already taxed, often multiple times.
Well, some of it has, as business income and capital gains. But some of it has escaped taxation entirely, according to Marr.
Roughly half of the money in wealthy estates has never been taxed before.
It's investments that have never been cashed out and therefore never taxed. Taxing that, he says, is pretty fair. And in any case, middle-class income earners are no strangers to double taxation either.
Middle-class people pay income and payroll taxes on every paycheck, right? They get double taxed every 2 weeks.
When the estate tax was created in 1916, the idea was to make sure the wealthy were paying something on their assets, just like wage earners were. Opponents of the estate tax say these days it affects family businesses. Adam Michel at the Heritage Foundation.
The estate tax most often falls on small, medium, and even large privately owned family businesses.
Pete Bonds, the rancher, says land-rich, cash-poor businesses like ranches are ill-equipped to pay an estate tax, especially as land values rise.
There's been several ranches that have been broken up because they basically had to sell part of the ranch to pay off the government.
But the data suggests this is extremely rare. Only about 5,000 households in the U.S. paid the estate tax in 2016. Of them, only about 50 were small businesses or farms, according to the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. There are exemptions and special rules for farmers that mean, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, only 0.6% of farms have to pay an estate tax. For the families that do pay an estate tax, the tax rate on their entire wealth ends up being fairly low in reality, says Marr.
16, 18 cents on the dollar. There's deductions, there's the exemption, there's all kinds of loopholes.
Over the past two decades, Congress has dramatically reduced the level of the estate tax from 55% to 40% and the number of people it applies to. So very few families end up paying it these days. But it does bring in non-trivial revenue. Stephen Bank teaches business law at UCLA Law School.
There's actual money there. We'd have to replace it. The cost of repealing it's projected to be $269 billion over the next decade.
That's a lot of money, but not an enormous amount as taxes go. Despite that fact, and the fact that not that many people pay it, the estate tax has an outsized presence in the debate over tax reform. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.